Hey World Conquerors, Anicia Blue here from WCM and AniciasBlueprint.com, and I encourage the broken to breathe with the Word of God. And so tonight I was just sitting here thinking, and I wanted to go over some scripture and just really discuss with you who has influence over you. You know, a lot of times we don't really think about it. We love to verbally say how no one can influence us, but that is just not true. And so the first scripture that I wanted to go into was Galatians chapter 1 verse 10, and where it reads, obviously I'm not trying to win the approval of people but of God. If pleasing people were my goal, I would not be a bond servant to Christ. And this we have to know is true, because when you begin to want to please God, you basically go against everything that is, you know, fleshly. You go against the music. You go against the habits. You go against the history of what our family does and traditions, right? And so when you begin to really be influenced by Christ, what begins to happen is you're not trying to win the approval of people anymore, and you're not verbally saying it out of your mouth, but your obedience to God reflects that in all that you do. Now, don't get me wrong. It is good to honor men, but we are not to worship them, and man's influence should not be greater than God. I mean, you look at 1 Samuel chapter 15, where Saul admits that, you know what? Yes, he has sinned, right? And he disobeyed, you know, the instructions of the Lord's command. And he said it. He said, "For I was afraid of the people and did what they demanded." But guess what? That is not what Christ teaches us. He says in John, it's in John. I forgot what scripture. Can't think about it right now. But the thing is that even in John, he says, "I don't do my will. I do what the Father says to do. And I know what the Father says," right? And I believe that the reason why Jesus knew what the Father said is because he spent time with him, right? If you notice, in so many scriptures, Jesus went and he prayed. And we know that prayer is communication with God. And are we in that space where we are consistently and constantly being obedient, being influenced by God, and praying and hearing what God has to say to us, right? And so the king, you know, was able to get forgiveness from God, but not his kingdom back. And we have to get to a place where we understand that if we do not act responsibly with what God has entrusted to us, eventually we will run out of excuses. And all of us must one day give an account for our actions, right? According to Romans chapter 14:12 and Revelations 22:12, we all will have to give an account. And so I just ask you tonight to really sit down and think that, you know, the things that you like to eat, the holidays that you like to celebrate, the way that you worship God, the way that you study, what you say out your mouth, does your actions change when you come into contact with other people? And if so, what is that influence? Where is that influence coming from? Is it coming from men who have no heaven or hell to put you in? Is it coming from men, or is it, you know, which leads me into also saying insecurity? Because when you are secure and your identity, and that your identity is in Christ, nothing else is worth it. No sacrifice is worth it. But our obedience to God and submission into what he is telling us to do. So Jesus has to be the Lord of our lives. We say it, but do we really mean it? When God tells us this relationship must be cut off, do we cut it off? Or do we act like Saul and begin to be people pleasers and say, "Well, you know what? They did not want to, you know, wait, and I listened to them." So I pray that, you know, you really think about that. And I just ask you the question, call in, let me know, what is influencing you? Who is influencing you? And how are you willing to change that? So I pray that this has blessed you. I love you guys. Signed, sealed, and delivered. I am the King's daughter, Anicia Blue. I am a world conqueror. Be blessed.